You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello one and all, welcome along to the latest edition of the European Football Podcast here with William Hill. Good to have you with us. Action-packed weekend coming up on the continent. Dave Kellner here alongside Sam Norris to preview a couple of games, and Alex Dunn is going to give you his ACCA 5 for the weekend's football as well. First of all, a warm welcome to the man sitting alongside me here in the studio, Sam Norris. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon to you, Dave. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm all geared up and set for Cheltenham 2017. Yes. When you work for William Hill and you're out in that office, there's a buzz around the place right now, getting all the offers together, all the content together. So I'm looking forward to an action-packed week. I know we're going slightly veering off course because this is a football podcast, but it is for those 4 days about horse racing.
Yeah, and this is an excellent chance to top up the funds ahead of the 4 days of racing from Prestbury Park
well.
So we'll hopefully have a few winners on the European football that we can then not fritter away at Cheltenham, but turn into even bigger returns at Cheltenham.
Either that, or you can do serious damage to your bankroll yes. by listening to the next 10 or 15 minutes on this podcast.
Correct, yeah.
One or the other.
Yeah.
One or the other. Hopefully it's the former. You've had a look at a couple of games, Sam, starting with Ajax versus Twente in the Dutch Eredivisie. This is 3:45 on Sunday. And Ajax are a very short price to win this match. 2-7 they are to win the match. The draw 4-1 with Twente in the betting at 8-1. Ajax second behind Feyenoord in the Dutch Eredivisie. Trail Feyenoord by 4 points. Twente are on 38 points. They're sixth in the league. They're looking to keep one of those 4-7 spots in the Eredivisie. Ajax, though, coming into this having been beaten by Copenhagen in the Europa League. Second leg still to come in the Europa League clash. Prior to that, they'd been held by Groningen away from home as well. And you look at that result, quite poor for them because Groningen 10th in the league. So maybe going through a slightly sticky patch, Ajax.
Yeah, they keep hitting the crossbar and coming up short in their bid to run down Feyenoord, who have, by the way, been excellent this season, Feyenoord, in the Eredivisie. They're 4 points clear at the top now, and as you say, Ajax, they're drawing at Groningen, that's drop points. They drew at PSV as well, albeit that's a tougher game, but again, they are just beginning to drop points and fall away a little bit from Feyenoord at the top of the table. They're still 4 points clear of PSV in third place, and they'll be keen to stay second. That's obviously qualification for next season's Champions League. As you rightly point out, they come into this on the back of defeat to Copenhagen, where they shot themselves in the foot, really. They were just fast asleep at the start of that game, conceded within the first minute, and that sort of told the tale of the game. They ended up going down 2-1, but they're a much, much better proposition at home, Ajax. It has to be said. They've only lost once at home in the Eredivisie since 2015. That was a bizarre home defeat to Willem II this season, but one home defeat in the league since 2015 doesn't read too badly. And Twente, they aren't great on the road. Their away form is very patchy. It's a real mixed bag of results in recent times. 3 draws, 1 win and a defeat from their last 5 away days. And it's been like that all season. Wins, draws and defeats, you can't really pin them down as a good or a bad away side. They're just very indifferent for me, Twente. The 3 away games that they have won this season have come against Groningen, Pexvalla and Go Ahead Eagles, all of whom are pretty much in the bottom half of the table. So when they do come up against these real top teams away from home, they do tend to struggle, Twente. I think the 2-7 is probably fair on Ajax, and I wouldn't put anyone off having that in a multiple bet, but doesn't really appeal as a single. So I like Ajax win to nil here, which is a 6-5 chance. I do like this bet when Ajax are at home. It's landed in 3 of their last 4 home games. I put it up on the podcast a few weeks ago when they played Vitesse at home, and they duly won that game by 1-0. So 6-5 looks good for me for an Ajax win to nil. Twente will be looking over their shoulder more than they are looking up the table. They're in the mix for those Europa League playoff positions, as you mentioned, and will be looking to preserve that. But I'm not against Ajax here in any way, shape or form. The away form is just too inconsistent for Twente. And Ajax win to nil at 6-5 is the bet that I like. One more bet that I might like it if we price it up. We haven't got any goal scorer markets priced up for this game at time for recording, but if we do, Hakim Ziyech is a man that I like to score for Ajax. He's not exactly in rampant goal scoring form at the moment. He scored 10 goals this season, which is a decent haul for a midfielder. Hasn't notched since the back end of January, but he's a real up-and-coming player in the Eredivisie. He takes a wicked free kick as well. Looks a really exciting prospect at just 23 years old. If we do price up goal scorers for this one, he's a midfielder, so he'll therefore be a bigger price than some of your strikers. And they do tend to share the goals around Ajax. They haven't got a focal point who gets a big percentage of their goals. So if he gets priced up, Hakim Ziyech could be a nice goal scorer play. But I like that 6-5 that Ajax win without conceding.
Ajax to win 2-0 in that game against Twente in the Dutch Eredivisie. Let's move on to Lorient versus PSG. This is in French Ligue 1, and Lorient, a big price at 17-2, despite being at home against PSG, who are 4-11 with the draw in the market at 7-2. Paris Saint-Germain come into this on the back of that horrific result at the Camp Nou. I didn't think it was possible, in all honesty. It was a history-defying result for Barcelona to win that game 6-1 and overturn that 4-0 deficit. And when they went 3-0 up in the game after 50 minutes, you thought there is obviously a realistic chance that Barcelona are going to qualify. But Edinson Cavani, that strike in the 62nd minute, I found it inconceivable after that that Barcelona could still qualify. And not only qualify, scoring three times in the final 4 minutes of the match to beat PSG. Obviously, wild scenes at the Camp Nou subsequently. PSG must be so deflated after that result. It might hinder their chances of winning the French title now.
Yeah, correct. I mean, they need to pick themselves up because they've got Monaco to chase down. They're still 3 points behind Monaco with a vastly inferior goal difference as well. So it almost feels like 4 points. They can't afford to drop any points in Ligue 1 because Monaco are playing superbly at the moment. And if they were playing anybody else in the league, DK, I might take PSG on this weekend, but Lorient are dreadful. If they could have handpicked a game to get themselves back into winning form and back in confidence, it would be Lorient.
I think they got it wrong tactically against Barcelona because they sat so deep in the early stages of that match. I know it didn't maybe make that much of a difference looking at the final 5 minutes, but early on, they allowed Barcelona so much possession and dropped so deep, they invited Barcelona onto them. And Luis Suarez got that goal inside the opening 5 minutes. They steadied the ship, but they still couldn't get out PSG. I was surprised by Unai Emery's tactics as well, because he's a man with a wealth of European experience and winning European experience with Sevilla in the past. So it shocked me, that PSG performance.
Yeah, correct. And they would have gone into that game knowing that if they could have got a goal early on PSG, it would have almost completely killed the tie. And the only time that they really pressed and played attacking football was when they went 3-0 down.
Yes.
And Shakara, they scored a goal, they created. But only for those 15 minutes after Barca went 3-0 up did PSG really come out and try and attack them. And even after Cavani scored, you could see Barca go a little bit flat. And then obviously the Neymar free kick inspired them. Very dubious penalty for Barca's fifth goal. Blatant dive, I would say, from Luis Suarez. And then Sergio Roberto with a great finish. But I agree with you that the tactics were flawed there. And when PSG actually tried to attack Barca, they reaped the rewards and scored a goal. But they only did that for 15 minutes.
So you don't think there's going to be any hangover on the back of that result?
I think there will be a great chance of them bouncing against almost anybody else in the league. But Lorient are that poor that I just have to be with PSG and have to take them to get back to winning ways. It's interesting as well, the atmosphere, I think playing away from home will actually help them here, because the atmosphere from their home fans could well be toxic when they do go back and play at home. There was scenes at the airport after the game. There's a video on Twitter of Thiago Motta allegedly ramming his car into a PSG fan at the airport. So I think Thiago Motta misses this one through injury anyway, but I think playing away from home will take a bit of pressure off the PSG players.
After a result like that as well, has the atmosphere ever been described as anything but toxic?
Yes.
That is the way to describe the atmosphere at the Parc des Princes. That's the perfect description of how the atmosphere is going to be when they go back. And I think the press in France gets so stuck into their teams as well when they disappoint both nationally and domestically as well. So It's going to be intriguing when PSG play their next home game. That's coming up against Olympique Lyonnais, and they're in fourth position in the table a week on Sunday. So that's going to be fascinating when they go back there. But okay, what bets are you going for? You're with PSG then?
I'm with PSG here, yeah. Again, 4-11. If you are putting together a multiple, I don't think that's bad at all. I know a lot of people will want to swerve them after midweek, but Lorient are a pretty awful side, it has to be said. They're bottom of the French league. They're 6 points away from safety. They come into this game off the back of 5 defeats on the spin. They've only scored twice during that run of fixtures as well. No case can be made really for supporting them, even though PSG's confidence is probably shot to pieces after that Champions League humiliation. They have to keep chasing Monaco in Ligue 1, 3 points behind, as I mentioned, and the goal difference is worse. So they'll need a win here. PSG minus a goal is 4-5, which I was actually quite shocked that it was as big as that. Minus 2 is 11-5, which could be of interest. That minus 1 would have landed in their last 4 straight games away from home against much better opposition than Lorient as well. There's a bit of collateral form on offer too. Lorient's last home game was a 4-1 defeat to Marseille. PSG went to Marseille recently and beat them 5-1. So that further illustrates the gulf in class between these two sides. PSG also keep a fair amount of clean sheets on the road in Ligue 1. They've kept 3 clean sheets in their last 5 away games. So the win to nil is in the betting at 5-4, should you want to play that. My only slight reservation with that is, despite their status as the bottom side in France, Lorient have actually outscored 7 teams in Ligue 1 this season. So they are actually capable of scoring a few goals. But they do take on the meanest defence in PSG, a PSG defence who's only shipped 19 goals this season. So it's only a small worry for the win to nil. I would prefer to play the 4-5 PSG minus a goal, which, if you'd have told me on Wednesday that would be my nap selection this weekend, I'd have said absolutely no way. But Lorient are so poor and PSG are so good on the road that they can get back to winning ways here and win pretty emphatically. So it's a bit of a risk for an odds-on shot, but 4-5 PSG minus a goal to bounce back after disappointment in midweek.
Okay, PSG minus one is Sam's nap this weekend. Thank you for your company, Sam.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Thank you, everyone that's tuned in so far. Don't switch off now, because here is Alex Dunn with his ACCA 5 for the weekend's football in Europe.
Yeah, thanks. It's just me by myself this week, unfortunately. Couldn't be there on Thursday, so it's Wednesday as I'm recording this, and I'm looking ahead to the best of Saturday's action. I've got a fivefold for you, taking in the ACCA 5 insurance offered here at William Hill, which means that if one leg of a fivefold ACCA or more lets you down, and all selections are 5-1 on or bigger, then you get your money back as a free bet. T's and C's, of course, do apply, and it can be across a range of sports. But I'm going for 5 on Saturday in the European football to try and make some money. We'll start then in Spain. Sevilla are leg number 1. They're 4-9 at home to Leganes, and it's pretty clear why you would fancy Sevilla here. They've got a real chance of winning the title. Yes, they only drew at Alaves last week, but their home form is typically very solid. Leganes, not especially strong, it has to be said. They almost got a result at Barcelona, if you go back a few weeks. They did then batter Deportivo at home, and they beat Granada at home last time, but their away form, on the whole, has been pretty average so far this season. They've only scored 9 times at home all season. Sevilla with just the 1 defeat at home. I think it's a very good 4-9, to be honest with you. We stay in Spain for Atletico Madrid. Now, they're away to Granada, and they are 2-1 on. I must confess, this is probably one of the riskier ones in the fivefold. Not in terms of the price, but just in terms of my confidence, because Atleti are not the side that they were in previous seasons. That said, they're still fourth in the table coming into this weekend, and couple that with the fact that Granada are, in my opinion, the worst side in this league, and I even factor Osasuna into that, down at the bottom of the table. Really not a Granada fan at all. Granada's home form, to be fair, has been okay. Played 12, won 4, drawn 4, lost 4. And they have won their last 3 at home. But Atleti's away form, similarly solid. They've played 13, won 5, drawn 5, and lost 3. And coming to this off the back of a decent win against Valencia. Granada did lose at Leganes last time out. Atleti have got an incredibly good record against Granada. And I think they'll go here and just get the job done. In what I would call old-fashioned Atleti way, as they would have done in the past two or three seasons. So Atleti at twos on, leg number two. Leg number three, another twos on shot. This is Monaco at home to Bordeaux. Now, I'm not a fan of taking short prices in Ligue 1. Can be very risky. But Monaco at the minute are just absolutely flying. They're in superb form. They're scoring so many goals. Their best players are getting envious looks from elsewhere. And at home, they've been pretty devastating, to be honest. Last four home league wins. Lorient 4-0, Nice 3-0, Metz 5-0, Nantes 4-0. Now, it's a big ask to do the same to a Bordeaux side who are very, very good. And the last time that Monaco beat Bordeaux was back in 2003. Now, I know that Monaco spent a bit of time in the doldrums since then before coming back, but that's one heck of a head-to-head record for two sides that, if you go back far enough, of course, were the leading lights of French football. Bordeaux away from home had a stinking game at Montpellier just before Christmas, but apart from that, they've been pretty solid on the road so far this season. Monaco, not the best price here, but in the form that they are at the minute, you cannot oppose them. So Monaco, leg number three. Leg number four is Sporting Lisbon away at Tondela in Portugal. Again, do you really want to oppose Sporting Lisbon? Not really. They're third in the table. They're not as good as Benfica and they're not as good as Porto this season. They're still pretty solid and Tondela in the relegation zone have only won three games so far this season. Tondela's home form is okay, nothing more than that. Not embarrassing by any means. And if Sporting are going to slip up, it will be away from home. But they've won the last two on the road against Morenense and Estoril. They can add another one here at threes on. In fact, 4-11 even. And the final leg is PSV Eindhoven. They're away at Go Ahead Eagles in the Eredivisie. The Eredivisie, which is really hotting up at the top. PSV, that loss to Feyenoord really has ruled them out of the title race. But they'll still be chasing. They'll still be trying. And they can still catch Ajax as well, which is the difference between the Champions League and the Europa League next season. They come up against the go-ahead Eagles side, who are currently only out of the relegation places on goal difference. Go-ahead Eagles do concede a lot of goals. That is the key here. And though PSV have been letting in a fair few on the road as well of late, I do think they'll have enough here. Yes, they're a short price, but I think they'll get the job done. So, take advantage of the ACA 5 insurance with Sevilla, Atleti, Monaco, Sporting Lisbon and PSV. That weighing in at 4.69 to 1 on Saturday. Best of luck with whatever bets you have on Saturday, whether it's domestically or, of course, in Europe. And that's goodbye from me, Alex Dunn, on this edition of the European Football Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.